Surrey school trustees made the right decision in turning down the suggestion to turn the three traditional schools into more cookie-cutter elementary schools. This is not a criticism of elementary schools. Rather, it is applause that trustees recognize school choices should not be reduced, simply because the province has underfunded Surrey schools for decades. This has led to many overcrowded schools and caused the school district to consider turning the traditional schools into regular elementaries. The vigorous defense of the schools by parents is not at all surprising. Given the provincial election results in Surrey, particularly North Surrey, which greatly surprised the incumbent NDP government, it is obvious that parents have strong concerns about schools. Former Education Minister Rachna Singh was defeated handily in her Surrey North riding. Conservative candidates came very close to winning Surrey City Centre and Surrey Guildford. Former BC Teachers Federation president and former MP Ginny Sims lost her Surrey Panorama seat. If 22 votes hadn't come Gary Begg's way in the Surrey-Guildford riding in the final recount, the NDP would be governing as a minority government. Education was a big issue in the campaign for many parents, particularly many who have come to Canada more recently. They have concerns about disciplinary standards, respect for teachers and learning assistants, availability of ESL, literacy programs, resource materials such as the SOGI program, overcrowding and the general atmosphere in schools. They want their kids to be challenged, to do well, to get the help they need and to succeed in their adult lives. This has long been a top priority for immigrants to Canada, going back many generations. The seven school trustees on the Surrey Board of Education obviously are aware of and listen to these concerns far more diligently than NDP MLAs did. Trustees have been pushing the province on many of these concerns, notably overcrowding, funding shortages and challenges in recruiting teaching and support staff. Traditional schools go back to 1994 in Surrey. The first one was located in the former Newton Junior Secondary Building at 64th Avenue and 132nd Street. BC had an NDP government at that time as well, and it too was heavily criticized for the lack of attention to student growth and educational programming in Surrey. That was one factor in the support for the traditional school right from the beginning. The program expanded and is now at three locations: McLeod Road Elementary in Newton, Cloverdale Elementary in Cloverdale, and the former Len Shepherd Secondary on 113th Avenue, north of Surrey City Centre. At that large campus, numerous classrooms aren't even being used. Parents pointed out during the recent consultations over the program that there is plenty of demand for additional classes. Students at the schools wear uniforms, which many parents with roots in other countries are used to and support. Many of them also appreciate the extra opportunities for parental involvement. Over 30 years, there has been plenty of support for traditional schools. The school district should make every effort to expand the program to meet the demand. Its decision to keep the program in place is a good one. Frank Buchholz writes twice monthly on political issues for Black Press Media Publications.